Hey, this is Jay Young with King Operating. Have you ever considered paying less money in taxes? Would you like to do what the wealthy do and invest in oil and gas? Go on our website, kingoperating.com, and get my book about our model, ADD, Acquire, Develop, and Divest, or call our number 214-420-3000 to talk to somebody today about investing in oil and gas and saving money on your taxes.
The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Hey, everybody, this is Jay Young, the Jay Young Show, and I tell you, we're really honored today to have Dr. Bill, on the program. 30 years of dentistry. He's in Beverly Hills, California. He has been the dentist for people such as, I mean, people that you would dream of even looking at or seeing in person. This guy's been their dentist. Kate Perry, Usher, Anthony Hopkins, Fergie, Hugh Jackman, Michael Strahan, Jessica Simpson, Mark Wahlberg, Eva Longoria, just to name a few. This guy is their dentist. He is the only dentist featured on ABC's hit show Extreme Makeover, and is currently a recurring guest co-host on the CBS Emmy Award daytime talk show The Doctors. He's referred to as the Michael Jordan of dentistry and has appeared on numerous TV shows, including not only the Jay Young Show, but he's been on the Larry King Live, Oprah, Access Hollywood, E! Extra, Entertainment Holiday. But you know how this all started was he was the founder of Discus Dental, one of the world's largest leading dental companies. He helped lead the company from its inception to more than $1.3 billion in sales, primarily with award-winning tooth whitening products such as Zoom. This guy invented Zoom. Phenomenal. He's received 20 Lifetime Achievement Awards, two Guinness Book World of Records, New York Times bestseller, recently the first dentist ever knighted by the Royal Order of Constantine. He's a passionate philanthropist, which we'll get into. Together with country singer Garth Brooks and the Crown Council of Dentists, he's helped raise more than $44 million for charities. $44 million. Guy's phenomenal. You're going to love hearing his story. He's the founder of the nonprofit Leap Foundation. It's a week-long motivational leadership program taught at UCLA every summer to more than 400 students between the ages of 15 and 25. How would you like to be taught by Dr. Bill? Wow. More than just a dentist, he's an author, entrepreneur, philanthropist, TV personality, health and fitness enthusiast, proud father of three daughters, and he's also, I can hopefully call him right now, my friend. Dr. Bill, thanks for being on today.
All right. Thanks for having me, Jay. I feel like we're done.
Well, man, I tell you what, with an intro like that, I'm just like, wow, this guy's phenomenal. I mean, this dude has laid it out. You've had a great career path. You are where you are today because of the things that you've done in the past and pushed that further towards your goals. And I can't really wait to start on you know, where you got started. And that's what our program's all about. It's for that, you know, 16 to 20 year old, for thinking about what should I do with my life and what career path do I want to go on? That's what this is all about. So, and that's what I want people to hear. I want people to hear your story. Where did you start? Kind of tell us some of your background.
Well, I started in Granada Hills, California. Granada Hills is the home of John Elway. Which, well, you guys all know because he came out to Texas right after he graduated. In fact, they renamed the stadium at my high school, the John Elway Stadium.
Wow.
And I grew up with John. He was good friends with my little brother, Gary. And what a lot of people don't know is John was an even better baseball player than he was football player.
At Stanford.
He was an amazing athlete. We used to play street football, and even as kids in high school, you could literally run to the end of the block and he would throw a pass and hit you in the chest so hard, it'd knock you over.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. What a great guy. What a great guy. I met John before, but that's great. He didn't – even when he went to Stanford, I think he was playing baseball and
right. Football. So he created a deal. You know, I'm going to talk about something, and John did this a lot in his life. At Leap is my motivational leadership program that we teach for high school and college students. If there's two things that I want kids to walk away with, the two most important things I feel at Leap is, number one, don't wait for opportunities in life, make them. And number two, when you do get an opportunity, don't take it, master it. And there's a big difference. When ABC gave me the honor of being on one of the very first reality shows on TV, Extreme Makeover, I'm not going to lie, I stunk. I mean, dentistry, great. TV, not so good. And they literally should have fired me. I was that bad. If you watch the first few episodes, I was painfully bad. But I realized there was an opportunity. And instead of stinking for a whole season, I went out and I took acting classes, hosting classes, teleprompting classes. I hired the trainer who worked with all the kids on American Idol to teach me how to interview and how to talk on camera. You know, I mean, this was not a skill you learn in dental school. And I had this woman drill me and drill me and drill me, and she would hire professional interviewers to come and sit and talk with me and work with me, because, you know, we all erroneously think practice makes what?
Perfect.
Wrong. Practice makes permanent.
True, that's true.
Perfect makes perfect.
Yeah.
So you keep practicing the wrong way and you're just going to get really good at stinking, right?
Right,
so
right.
By hiring a professional, and one of the most important things I would offer to your audience is find great mentors in your life. A great mentor is the fastest road to success. And having this woman mentor me, teach me how to, you know, do what we're doing right now, you and I, is a skill I did not have. I was kind of a shy kid. You know, I didn't really grow up. I mean, that's why dentistry was so good for me. I just sit down and drill teeth, you know, but now I have to actually talk to people. Like, that was not a skill I was really proficient in. And, you know, I learned how to do that. And I think that when kids come up to me at the Leap Foundation, I've mentored more than 10,000 kids over the last 30 years. Wow. And when kids come up to me and say, hey, Dr. Bill, like, I just don't know what I want to do, you know, I say, look, pick a few things you're interested in, find a mentor, go and shadow them. Look at what they do. You think you want to be, you know, a doctor? Follow a doctor. You think you want to be a lawyer? Follow a lawyer. You know, the only way that you're going to know is by getting involved and having access to see what their life is really like, you know? And I think that's such a critical thing. You know, our LEAP program teaches you a lot of skills that you don't learn in school. We teach time management, money management. We teach you how to study. We teach you, you know, how to take care of yourself. I do a whole thing called the 100-year lifestyle. We do, I do a whole thing on etiquette, eating etiquette, dating etiquette, job etiquette. You know, it's pretty phenomenal. We put this program on every year. Students can go to UCLA for a week. It's awesome. You live in the dorms and we get amazing speakers. The I think the part that warms my heart so much is the support I get from the community. Listen to some of the speakers: Mark Wahlberg, Anthony Hopkins, Eva Longoria, Kathy Bates, Paula Abdul, Michael Strahan, Apollo Ono, Usher. I mean, on and on and on. And these people don't charge us a penny. They come and they speak for free because, like you, like me, they believe that our future is in our kids and they're happy to share their experience. You know, I mean, Mark Wahlberg was incredibly transparent. He talked about growing up as a hoodlum, getting put in jail, and how, you know, he turned his life around. And for him, it was finding God. You know, for other people, it's other things. But, you know, the thing that I think is so valuable for these kids is to come into this program and really learn the secrets of other people's success.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. And I'd love to dig down a little bit and how you started Zoom, or I know that's probably a whole program in itself, and you probably do this somewhere. Or how did you create the LEAP program? But let me ask you this, just to kind of get started. Why dentistry? What fascinated you about dentistry at such a young age for you to take that path?
You know, I literally fell into it. I was a little kid. I had an accident. I fell down, and I knocked out all my baby teeth.
Oh, wow.
And in order for my permanent teeth to grow in properly, I had to have multiple procedures. And being the oldest of five kids, you know, I would go and have my appointment, and I'd sit there and I'd watch my little brothers and my sister. And I just became infatuated with the profession, and where probably most kids would have been scared to death after something like that. I was like, wow, this is so cool. And at some point it just stuck, like, I want to do this. And it was almost a blessing in disguise, because then going through school and whatnot, I didn't have to really worry, like, oh, what should I take? I just took what I needed to take to be a dentist.
Well, that's great. That's great news. That's great news. Then you went on there, and I'm sure how about Zoom? How did Zoom start off? Who had the idea of this machine that you put in your mouth, you know, and doing it in, like, how long does it take? Is it 45 minutes?
Right. Well, you're kind of jumping into the middle. Zoom was not our first product. I've kind of had this common theme in my life, Jay, where every time I've committed to doing something philanthropically, really with no intent for personal gain, something amazing has happened. And that's the story of Zoom. I was at the gym one day. I'm a big fitness buff. I'm like twice your age and probably just as strong as you. And I go to the gym every day, and I'm here at the gym working out. And a woman walks up to me. I'll never forget it. Cynthia Hearn. I didn't know her at the time. But she said, would you like to help raise money for children's cancer research? I said, wow, yeah. I mean, sure. So she goes, you are a dentist, right? I said, yes. And she goes, and you're single, right? I'm like, yeah, but that's weird. She goes, well, we're doing a bachelor auction to 1,000 women, and we need 10 men. Would you do it? Well, I'll be honest with you. The bachelor auction part was kind of weird and a little bit degrading, but the good thing that happened out of it was the guy in line right beside me was a man named Robert Heyman. And Robert Heyman and I have become lifelong best friends. And Robert grew up in Giorgio Cosmetics. His father was Fred Heyman, who started Giorgio. Fred Heyman created Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive, all that. That was his whole family lineage. So, you know, we started talking, and I'm like, you know, at the time, this was like 1989, tooth whitening was in its inception, and the products that were on the market were horrible, horrible. They were badly packaged, badly tasting, bad. The whole thing was just bad. And people even then were paying $800 to do these take-home things, and it was really cruddy. And I said, you know, let's make this nice. Let's, you know, scale this up. Let's make it, you know, look like a cosmetic in a nice box with great, and so we were the first company to put this product out as a cosmetic product and not some janky, you know, plastic bags and blah, 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 blah. And it took off. It took off like wildfire, and our company grew and grew and grew. And right around 2003, we entered the market with Zoom. And Zoom was an in-office light-activated tooth whitening system, took 45 minutes, And right at that time, you could say the stars were aligned. I got cast on ABC's hit show, Extreme Makeover. And being on that show and, learning how to actually be good enough on that show where I wouldn't get fired was so valuable, because our company went from 2 million to 4 million to 8 million. And we just plateaued off for several years at about 76 million. We could break that. My first year on Extreme Makeover, we did 101 million in sales. The next year, 136. And the following year, almost $200 million in sales in one year. So talk about, taking an opportunity and making the most of it. That was golden for us.
Wow. That's great. And so you built that business up at Zoom. And then I believe it was about 10 years ago when you decided to sell.
Well, you're right. It was exactly 10 years ago. And here's a crazy thing. Crazy. We start LEAP every year Sunday at 3 o'clock. Within that first half hour, I do this thing called the 10 talk. The 10 talk is this. I say to the students, when you woke up this morning, whether you think you did this or not, you put a number on your head. One's the lowest, 10's the highest. So be honest, how many of you, by show of hands, did not put a 10 on your head? Kids will raise their hand. And then I look them in the face and say, who picked the number? You. Do you have to take a test? No. Do you have to do anything? No. Why would you pick anything less than the 10? I'm like, wipe it off and put a 10 on there. And from now on, I want you to walk like a 10, talk like a 10, act like a 10, but most importantly, surround yourself with other kids that are a 10. Because if you're trying to be a 10 and all your friends are twos, I got news for you. It's the first thing I tell parents. If you want to know what kind of kid you're raising, look at their friends. If they're all out smoking and partying and doing drugs, guess what? So you need to really be careful who you surround yourself with. Ironically, we sold Discus Dental in a strategic sale to Philips on 10, 10, 10 at 10 a.m. At 9 a.m. in the morning, the merger documents came in. I waited till exactly 10 and sold it at 10, 10, 10 at 10 a.m. So all the kids that come to LEAP get a pop socket for their phone.
Wow.
With a 10. And we call it the 10 culture. And, it is powerful. And for a lot of these kids, Jay, it's the first time in their life that anybody has ever told them that they have any value, that they are a 10 or they could be a 10.
Right.
There's this one sweet girl who comes to the program. She's come 5 years in a row, and she is such a trooper. This young lady really battles with cerebral palsy. And, she's in a wheelchair, and it's not easy for her to get there and, to get around and whatnot. And I remember one morning I was walking in. This was in 2019. This year we had to do the program virtually. But as we were rolling in, I could tell she had a rough night. And I said, hey, how you doing? She says, oh, Dr. Bill, I don't think I could be a 10 today. I think the best I could be is an 8. I said, I'll take it.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And what a great thought of telling people or kids that they can be a 10. Because at home they're probably getting, told about, hey, go over here, go over here, go over here. And then you have an outside somebody like you that's successful that says, hey, you know what? You can be a 10. I think that's phenomenal. I mean, I think it's really, really great. So what is there any other big stories that I'm sure that you've probably got a lot of library books over there that full of all these different people and success stories you have. So I'd like to hear at least one or two more by the time we finish the program. And I know you'll think of them and tell them out. What I'd really like to know just right now, what is it? So how did you start treating some of the biggest stars in the world? I mean, what happened? Did you just put a sign on the door in the right place when they were walking by, or what? How did you start doing that? I mean, that's
well, incredible. You know, first of all, I'm in Century City. Century City is essentially Beverly Hills. It's and a lot of the big talent agencies, you know, CAA, Triad Artists, UTA, all these big agencies, William Morris, are right in Century City. So what happened was, right off the bat, I was actually dating a woman who worked at William Morris. And, you know, you always start off in the mailroom, right? Well, all those mailroom employees are now the biggest agents in Hollywood. And I've stuck with them all these years. So, you know, they came to me and they sent their clients to me. And, you know, a lot of famous people actually saw me on TV on Extreme Makeover and started coming to me. And then, you know, one of the things that we really strive to do in my business is, if you go on Google and you look at how many 5-star reviews we have, you know, almost 2,000 5-star reviews on Google. So, you know, because of that, when you Google, you know, best dentist or best cosmetic dentist or whatever, we're going to pop up first in every SEO. I mean, that's one of the first things I tell kids. When you start a business, get Google reviews. How do you get a review? Strongest 3-letter word in the world. A-S-K. Ask.
Ask for it.
Every time a patient comes up to the front desk, my front desk team is trained to say, Mr. or Mrs. Smith, how was your visit today? If they say anything nice at all, the next question is, hey, we're trying to build our social media presence. Would you mind giving us a Google review?
Right. That's great.
My friend, Sam, who has 30 practices in Texas, 30, wow, has more 5-star Google reviews than Disneyland. Because he asks every patient.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. Unbelievable. I bet your daughters are excited to hear about some of the names that you've worked on. Is there any special stories or any fun stories that you can share with your daughters and celebrities that come in?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because, you know, a guy like Anthony Hopkins will come in, or Mark Wahlberg, and then somebody will come in from some silly housewives show, and then my kids get all excited, you know, and I don't even know who the person is. So it's kind of a pot shot with them.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, my daughters were, I've seen that before. They were so excited about somebody that's on YouTube up here in Dallas. They were up there and they were like, oh my God. And they were just so crazy about it. I didn't know who it was, but I can understand that. That would be, I can understand the difference between seeing people that are the different ages, like Mark Wahlberg. I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is Mark. And they're like, who? You know?
Yeah.
So that definitely makes, that makes sense. So let's see, talking about your recurring guest on the hit show, The Doctors. Tell us more about that experience.
Well, you know, ABC's Extreme Makeover was a great run. We closed out that season, our last season, and then almost immediately CBS started to show The Doctors. And, you know, I probably have more TV experience than any other doctor ever on TV. So they hooked in with my agent, and they started booking me, and you know, I started doing a bunch of segments for them. They made me host of a few shows, which was really fun. And, you know, we've been doing that. With COVID, they kind of all closed down. You know, the crazy thing, Jay, is like, we film at Paramount, you know, so that's an epic studio with the big white gates, you know, and it's like, I just know, like, every time I go to work there, it's such a weird feeling, like, here I am going into Paramount Studios to work,
right,
and like I'm just a dentist, you know. It's like, it's kind of weird. It's like this reality check I have to do. It's like, wow, am I really here doing this? But it's fun, you know, and, it's been a really, really great experience. And I love doing it. I love, you know, being able to share information with people so they can learn how to, you know, basically have better oral health and kind of have the kind of smile that they want and the confidence that comes with all that.
Right. That's great. That's great. Thanks for sharing that. I'll tell you, I mean, I know that it's, you know, and I can see that. I mean, all the different celebrities and the actors and actresses that have been going up there for how many years now? I mean, 80, 90 years or whatever, they've been going into that same studio. And then all of a sudden, you know, and I could see that. But, hey, you're right there with them. You're right there with them. No question. So you got a New York Times bestseller. Tell us about it. What did you write about, and how did people find your book?
Well, this is a funny story, New York Times. So this is another example of creating an opportunity and making the most of it. Bill Phillips was my patient, still is. He wrote a book called Body for Life. And in 2004, 2005, it was a New York Times bestseller, huge. And then there were a plethora of books out on fitness and getting in shape. And no one had ever written a book on dentistry, number one. I was the first dentist ever on the New York Times bestseller list. I was the first dentist ever to write a book on teeth and dentistry that made the New York Times bestseller list.
Wow.
How did that happen? Well, it wasn't an accident. There's a woman, Jan Miller. She's actually in Texas. She is a literary agent for celebrities. She works with Dr. Phil and a lot of other self-help kind of celebrities, Ellen and all that. And they approached me and asked me if I wanted to do a book. I immediately said, no, I want to write a book. I want to write a New York Times. Tida, right? So what I did some research and I found a guy named Michael Drew who has a book called Promote a Book. And I met with Michael and I told him about the book. And I said, how do you become a New York Times bestseller? He said, well, in order to hit the New York Times bestseller list, you need to sell 20,000 books in the first 2 weeks. Now, this changes all the time. And I don't know what the algorithm is right now, but at that time, that was the algorithm. So I said, okay, let's do it. He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I have an idea. Discus Dental was servicing 100,000 dentists a month with Zoom, Night White, Day White, Bright Smile, all these products. We ranked our dentists A, B, C, D, F. In the A and B category, we had almost exactly 20,000 dentists.
Well,
I said, what if I buy the book for them? Now you have to pay full retail. Send them a note, basically thanking them for being loyal customers, and then giving them an invitation to buy more books at a discounted rate where all the proceeds would go to charity, i.e. the Leap Foundation. Mm. He said, yeah, we could do that. Well, guess what? I bought 20,000 books, became an overnight New York Times bestseller, and ended up raising $300,000 for Leap all in 2 weeks. God.
Wow.
So it wasn't even a win-win. It was a win-win-win.
That's great, Dr. Bill. That's a great story. What's the book about? Is it about just oral?
It's called Billion Dollar Smile. It's all about, there's some cute little anecdotal stories from patients, and you know, Ozzy Osbourne's in there and Trump's in there. There's a bunch of celebrities in there and stuff, but it's really about dentistry. Yeah.
Wow. That's great. That's great. I'll tell you what, I'd love to hear some of your stories. I know you have a tremendous amount, but I want to hear also about the Guinness Book of World Records. How can a dentist, I mean, does that mean that you clean more teeth than anybody else faster, or there's got to be a, How'd you get into the Guinness Book of World Records? Not once, I think twice, right?
This was a crazy, crazy deal. So we've raised over $45 million for children's charities with Garth Brooks and the Crown Council of Dennis, right? Wow. And this is an annual meeting I go to every year. We did this thing called Smiles for Life campaign where my company, Discus Dental, donated whitening product to the dental offices. And then when patients would come in to whiten their teeth, they'd write a check to Smiles for Life instead of the dentist. So over the years, you know, we did that. And I'm at this Crown Council meeting one year, and we're talking about LEAP. And out of the blue, I don't even know how this came up to be a thing. Some woman behind me that I didn't even know said, I will donate $100 to the LEAP Foundation if Dr. Bill will shave his head. And I'm like, I'm not gonna shave my head for $100. And the guy jumps off the stage, comes running, and puts a microphone right in my face and said, well, how much is it gonna take?
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, $100,000. You raise $100,000, I'll shave my head. Well, wouldn't you know, 100 dentists donated $1,000 each, and we raised $100,000 in 5 minutes right there because they wanted to see me shave my head.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well, I couldn't shave my head right then and there because we were in the middle of filming and all this and that. So I said, you know, okay, I'll do it. Well, a year goes by, and we're getting ready to come to the next meeting, right? And the guy that puts on the meeting's like, you know, Dr. Bill, you got to shave your head. I'm like, I know. I said, let me think about this. So I called up Jay McGraw. Dr. Phil is Dr. Phil McGraw. His son, Jay McGraw, is our executive producer on The Doctors. And I said, Jay, I need to shave my head by next week. I said, can we have Travis, the main doctor on the show, shave my head on TV for charity and see if we can raise even more money? So we got another donation of $20,000. So I actually ended up raising $121,000 for LEAP. And as I'm driving home from Paramount, bald, I'm thinking, who does this? Nobody. And then I'm thinking, I'll bet you this is a Guinness World Book record. So I called my publicist, Candace. I said, Candace, can you research something for me and see if there's a Guinness World Book record for shaving your head for charity? Well, there wasn't. So we submitted it in a new created category. We had all the documentation because it was on, you know, on CBS at Paramount, so they couldn't dispute it. And I got it.
Oh my God.
That was my first Guinness World Book record. The second one was even funnier. Johnny, who's Katy Perry's makeup artist, called me and asked me if I would make a grill for Katy for her Dark Horse video. I said, well, what's my budget? He said, $1,500. I'm like, are you kidding? I said, let me do better. So I called my friend Cheryl, who owns 14 Carats. It's the largest jewelry store in Beverly Hills. We took out $1 million in gems on consignment. So I made the most expensive grill in the world, most expensive grill by Dr. Bill.
Oh, my gosh.
Guinness World Book record, too.
Wow. Grill by Dr. Bill. That's great. That is awesome. That is awesome. So you were knighted. You were also knighted by the Royal Order of Constantine. And basically, I don't know anything about that. So you're going to have to help me out. And I know it's a great, it's probably one of the greatest things that ever happened.
The Royal Order of Constantine was the first knighting entity in the world. There's my sword right there.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's the plaque that they gave me. And
wow.
Basically, what they do is they recognize individuals for extraordinary talent in your profession and service to the community. So I was the first dentist ever nominated and knighted. So I am actually Sir William.
Wow, Sir William, that is awesome. That's great. That's great. So how is, I know that there's got to be some stories about COVID and your business and people coming to see you. Are people still coming to see you or?
We're as busy as ever. I'll tell you something. We closed down March 13th and reopened May 18th. In that period, we learned what we needed to do to keep our team, ourselves, and our patients safe. And that's what we do. I mean, we basically follow very strict protocol. You know, everybody that comes in, we take their temperature, we sanitize their hands, we take their cell phones and put it in a little plastic baggie. We have them come into the room. We have them rinse with an antibacterial microbial rinse. And we also take a health history if they've been around anybody that's, you know, been infectious or whatever. We also have in our office a rapid COVID test. So if I'm going to do a large, you know, appointment, a long one, you know, more than an hour or two, we just do a COVID test right then and there. So we'll know in 15 minutes if you're COVID positive or negative.
So the cell phone in the plastic bag Ziploc is just in case there's germs on it, you don't want it to go.
Yeah, just, you know, you don't. Well, if we're going to wash your hands and then you're sitting there fiddling with your phone, it's kind of counterproductive. So, yeah, we take their phones, we seal it in a nice baggie so they can still use the phone. We sanitize their hands and we just follow super strict protocol on sterilization. And, you know, I feel safe. My team members feel safe. And we're not seeing outbreaks in dental offices. I mean, if you wear a mask, it works. These people that walk around saying that you shouldn't wear a mask are literally wrong. Right. And I don't know where they're getting their information from, but I prefer getting information from doctors who know what they're talking about as opposed to some politicians who don't.
Right, right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Understand that. Okay, so I mean, I also got my put your cell phone in the container from my Tiger Group. Have you gotten yours yet? They sent them out about a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so I got one of that.
I got my, yeah. I didn't know you were a Tiger.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Tiger member in Dallas. So,
cool.
I got my, yeah. Anyway, so let me ask you this. Who are some of your mentors today? But also, I mean, do you still need coaching? I mean, you're successful. You got your Guinness Book of World Records. You've been knighted before. You have all this. Do you still have coaches today or mentors today or people you talk to? And
absolutely. I'm in three mastermind groups.
Three mastermind groups. Wow.
I am. I'm still in. Were you ever a YPO member?
I was a Vistage.
Okay.
Let's go take it.
Okay, so I'm still in YPO, Young Presidents Organization. I've got my form from that. I'm also in a group I've been meeting for 20 years with of dentists. We meet once a month, and we really kind of do best practices and life and everything else, and they're a great mastermind group. And then, you know, I've got my there's a men's networking group I'm part of called Metal. We meet every Saturday. It's a 2-hour meeting every Saturday. I'm also in a mastermind group from them. And then you could say a fourth would be Tiger. And then we meet Tiger once a month. But Tiger's really more of a financial thing than anything else.
Yeah, yeah, true. What is Metal? Is that just a
Metal is really cool. It's a men's networking group of, this is a group of heartfelt men professionals that are really just there to serve the community and help each other be successful. It's not as hard to get into as say a YPO kind of thing. It's really, really diverse. There's about 500 men in the LA chapter, and now we've done it all virtually. So there's men that meet from all over the world. It is a men's group.
Wow. I mean, something that takes 2 hours out of your schedule every week, I mean, it's got to be special.
It's awesome. The guy who puts it on has become a close friend of mine, Ken Rakowski. He spends the first 30 minutes of Metal just kind of doing an update, talking about things going on in the world and things you might not have read about or seen. And then he interviews a bunch of different guests from all walks of life.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, that's great. It's great to not only have access to groups like that, but to know that somebody like you is still in them and still learning. I mean, it's like...
Well, I'll tell you the other thing about Metal that's so cool is, you know, one of the highlights of Leap is on Friday, we do something called a mentor workshop where we bring in different professionals from all walks of life, doctors, lawyers, firefighters, writers, directors, actors, actresses, you name it. And, you know, the students get an opportunity to sit down and talk to these people face to face. And every 30 minutes we rotate. Well, out of the 100 or so professionals that come, 30 of them usually are Metal guys that come from Metal. So they're super supportive. And they all send their kids, too.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Well, just, I mean, I'm going to wrap it up here in just a second. I've taken a lot of your time, which I do obviously appreciate very much. But what do you like to do in your downtime?
I'm an avid, like I work out. I love to ski, water ski, snow ski. I travel a lot. You know, I used to go to the gym every day outside. Now there's one in my condo complex. I go every day. I had the girlies over last night. We just do daddy-daughter nights and play games. And I had to watch The Bachelor.
Wow.
Because they love that. She's my yeah. I did her teeth, by the way.
Oh, did you really? Oh,
Claire, my God. Yeah. So she left the show last night. She met a guy, she fell in love, and she left, and now they brought in a new one. So go figure.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have a real fancy life, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's not like you got a pretty good life. You've done very, very well, not only for yourself, but also, you know, for your family and your employees and people around you, you know, and that's what's obviously important. You know, you can only, you know, do so much and it's all about you, but it's really not about us. It's about, you know, giving back and doing all the things. And your LEAP program has, you know, thousands of people, probably tens of thousands of people that you said have gone through that program one point or another. And the things that you've done and it's just good to hang out with people that want to get ahead, you know, that want to get ahead and look for opportunities, you know, when your TV shows and in the Guinness Book of World Records and being knighted. I mean, all that stuff is just so incredible to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I always tell kids my career has exceeded every expectation I ever had. And it's been such a joy. And, you know, I always knew as a dentist, I'd have a good living. You know, we grew up pretty poor, but I knew, you know, I wouldn't be poor as a dentist. You know, Discus Dental was above and beyond anything I had ever, ever expected. And believe me, I wake up every morning the most gracious, thankful person you've ever met. I really do. I don't take any of this for granted. It has been such an amazing ride. And I just feel so fortunate to be able to be in a place. You know, my mantra is learn so you can earn, then return.
Oh, and I love it.
If kids today would grow up with that mentality, I think our world will continue to get better and better and better, Jay.
That's great. That's great. You learn your trade, right? And then you earn money, earn respect, earn all the things, then you can return it back to other people. So I think that's great. Well, Dr. Bill, I think it's been an incredible pleasure to have you on today. And I really, really thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to sit with us and do the fireside chat.
Yeah, thanks. And I just want to let you know, if any of your listeners want to contact me directly, I know I'm the only dentist with a million followers on Instagram. I'm probably the only person on Instagram with a million followers who actually answers all of my own DMs. So just reach out to me. It's Dr. Dr. Bill Dorfman, D-O-R-F-M-A-N. Please put it in your show notes, but I promise I will answer every single DM personally myself. And if you are a student or you have a student who's 15 to 25, please, again, check out our LEAP Foundation at www.leapfoundation.com. We will have Anthony Hopkins and Stella, his wife, will come speak this year. I have Dennis Quaid set up to speak again this year. I had Jason Alexander last year. He may come again. Paula Abdul will come for sure. Mark Wahlberg is probably coming. I mean, we get amazing, amazing speakers. You should send all of your kids, too. They're all in my sweet spot.
Absolutely. I know they are. All of them are right in that age group that they need to go and learn. So,
I'll tell you something that you and I have both learned as parents, and I'll share it with people that aren't parents yet. I have three daughters. If I tell my kids to do something, 100% they won't do it. Now, if you're an expert in the field, they might do it. But if 10 of their girlfriends tell them to do it, guess what happens?
Oh, yeah.
They'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the power of LEAP. We take these kids, we put them in a group with other kids their age who are also aspiring to be 10s, and they all encourage each other. And that's why LEAP is so powerful. And that's our secret sauce.
That's awesome. What a great deal. Such a great deal. And to be able to teach them and like you said, you're exactly right. You know, kids, their parents are not very smart. They've never done this before. They don't understand, which is wrong. We've done it all. We've been through it. We've made the mistakes. We're not going to teach them the same mistakes we've made. They don't understand that. I mean, it's like they're – but if you hear somebody else say, I think this is a great idea, then I think that's the power. The power of the word, and that's the power of that. So, Dr. Bill, thank you so much for being on today, and I look forward. I'll reach back out and touch base with you, see how things are going, and maybe I come to an LA Tiger meeting one of these days. I don't know if you guys are meetings in person yet, but
we are. We're sitting very far apart and all wearing masks, but yeah, come on out.
Love to. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Jay, and, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye.